From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. media have identified a gunman who killed three police officers on Sunday in the southern U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The reports named the gunman as Gavin Long from Kansas City, Missouri, a 29-year-old black male and former U.S. Marine. Authorities said he was dressed in black and wearing a mask when he ambushed the three officers and wounded three others with an assault rifle near the local police headquarters. The incident is the latest episode in a month of violence and heightened racial tension in the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama condemned Sunday's killings in an address to the nation.
This has happened far too often, and I've spent a lot of time with law enforcement this past week. I'm surrounded by the best of the best every single day. And I know whenever this happens, wherever this happens, you feel it. Your families feel it. But what I want you to know today is the respect and the gratitude of the American people for everything that you do for us.
French police have released the estranged wife of a truck driver who ran down almost 300 people in a suspected terror attack in Nice on Thursday. The wife of the Tunisian-born assailant, Mohamed Lahouedj Bouhlel, was released Sunday after having been arrested on Friday. Bouhlel had driven a refrigerator truck along Nice's Promenade des Anglais, killing 84 people. Police shot him dead. His wife's lawyer said she had been out of touch with Bouhlel after kicking him out of their house when he physically abused her. Authorities also said Sunday that Bouhlel sent a text message to someone 18 minutes before the attack asking for more weapons. You're listening to VOA News.